Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's the end of the year. It's the end of 2019. Thought maybe we'd do some outtakes. And then we also have something we're going to let you in on that behind the scenes look.
Yes, you get to see the wizard behind the curtain.
I know, right? Because before we start an episode, I always just hit record. Mm-hmm. And then usually Amy and I still have stuff to talk about. So we just chat it out and then we start.
It's exciting stuff, people.
I know.
So exciting.
Gives you a little window into the world behind brain junk.
Yep.
So today, it's everything you never knew you wanted to know about the stuff we usually cut out.
Oh my word, I can't get rid of this frog.
That's okay. You can just keep the frog and I need to put my microphone in a new bag. I'll put your microphone in a new bag. I'll put some potpourri in there, make it smell like an old lady.
That'll be delightful. I went to Albertsons and grabbed a sandwich and cookies and washed my hands.
You didn't bring any cookies?
I always say I'm going to eat one and I eat them both and regret it and love it. So,
Is it the Safeway, like two-pack cookies?
Oh, yeah. The Albertsons one. But I use their bathroom. So my hands smell like old lady perfume, and I almost texted you saying, I can't come and record because I cannot concentrate. Because
I'm going to have to chop off my hands.
I'm going to have to glove up to not smell that.
I also talk really freaking loud.
I feel like I do too, but...
No, not like me. I'm like a tyrannosaur.
Look at my cackles, though.
Your cackles are super. If I ever have to quiet you down, it's the laugh.
It's sharp.
Because you do a ha ha! And that, see that big thing there? That? And yours is much prettier than mine. But that, and I'll see that coming along at me, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be loud. Next little bit we're going to play. We had an episode about, what was it, animals, I think, that we were doing. And one of the topics that I desperately wanted to do was something called chicken hypnotizing.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I was super excited about it. I have some chickens. I'd done some chicken and hypnotizing. And then I actually researched what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna let you hear that part because it's interesting. But yeah, that's all I just have to say. Hope you enjoy. Okay. So yeah, sorry, no chicken hypnotizing.
All right.
I'm kind of disappointed. It's a fear response.
Oh, so they're like the falling over sheep.
Basically, they think they're going to die. And so they kind of go into a, I don't know what to do.
I'd like to be not conscious for this.
Yeah. And then they flop over. And so I know I was like, yeah, we're totally going to do that. We're going to shoot some video and then we're going to talk about it. And I'm looking it up and I thought, wow, I've done that 3 times. Great.
Oh, poor chickens.
Because it's super cool. Know. So I'll explain it to you really quick.
Yeah.
So you hold on to them and you put her beak down in the dirt.
Yeah.
And then another person puts their finger right by the beak and they draw a straight line about 12 inches away from the chicken.
Yeah.
And if they're centered on that line, their body kind of relaxes and you can just let go of them and they will just flump there.
Really? What about that?
Supposedly, it's the fact that they're being held in a confined way. But the line makes a difference because if you try it without the line, so maybe it's like overloading, there's some sort of, or they think it's a snake or I don't know what's going on, but something is happening there in their brain and they're like, and they freeze. Huh. So
no more tipping sheep and.
Oh, if I had those goats that, you know,
goats, yes,
where you
goats.
Go, boo, and they go, they get stiff legged and they fall over. I would be doing it all the time. Yeah. I'm that person who'd lean out of the house and clap my hands really loud and they'd all and fall over.
I'd be like, your goat meat is not very good.
It's not tender, is it? It's really tough because it's full of adrenaline and fear. I was telling Jazz about the mosquitoes and how they were confining a hamster.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, scientists are monsters.
I know. But don't you have some of those questions?
Yeah, you're like, that's awful. What happened?
Tell us the study results. As long as we already know them, we're not going to do it to anybody. But
no,
we should learn from it.
It's valuable, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying a new hairstyle because I'm trying to see what it would be like with its long.
You kind of look like Superman.
It's distracting. It's maybe not. It needs a haircut. And so I'm just completely
I don't think it looks good.
I think it's just going to take some adjusting because I think it's going in a direction I kind of like. It just needs some length here and this needs a little trim. But my brain knows it's weird.
Well, you haven't seen me looking above your glasses, you know, like, you know, that look that people get where you're like, oh, God, something's happened up here. What has happened?
Yeah. Yep.
My ponytail self-destructed.
Yes. All right, our next piece is all about mushrooms because we didn't talk enough about them the first time. But there's there's so much in the fungus world.
It was so good. And what often happens, well, almost in every episode, is that one of us will ask a question spontaneously like, hey, is that edible? Or, wow, what year did that happen? And we're like, that's not actually in my notes. I don't know. So this is what happens when that thing happens. With mushrooms.
I like that you're being super gracious about that because
that happens to me too.
Yeah, I suppose so. I can think of once. I am fairly quickly satisfied by my initial pursuit of the general topic.
I always feel bad if I ask you. You get this panicked look on your face like, oh no, like it's a test and you've just flipped to that back page and you totally didn't study for that part. So
no.
Enjoy mushrooms and learning things you didn't know.
I wouldn't eat them, but I didn't Google that part. I was looking at my notes thinking, is this toxic? I don't know.
Should we look and see if it is toxic?
Yeah, and then you can ask me again and I will be
You'll have so much information.
Yeah.
Bleeding tooth. Why is it a tooth?
It's got spinies underneath it.
Do they look like teeth?
It has teeth-like spines. That one.
It's so gross.
It is. It's weird.
Yes. The spines underneath look like teeth. It looks like meat, honestly.
Yeah.
It is not toxic, but tastes bitter.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Because they don't exactly know what the liquid is either, which surprises me. I'm like, we still have mystery liquid in 2019. Scientists don't know.
No, there are so many mysteries when it comes to fungus.
Yeah,
that is
weird.
Pretty much all I came up with all of the research. It was like, hey, it does this really cool thing. We think it might be this, but we're not really sure.
There's a little magic in there still.
Yeah, you know, we're working on it. That's some graduate student's research paper, you know?
Yes.
And he's going to not, or she is going to not actually have the answer when they have that 50-page document.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be sad. Okay, I know where I'm going to go.
Okay, that's good because I do that live while we're talking. Sometimes I try not to and it doesn't help.
Sorry.
That's why there's magic here.
Is that what that is?
It's smelly sometimes, but yes.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, it's me. I am feeling so articulate today. Whew. All right.
It's like
nice that you haven't tried to stab me after something like the next time I turn up.
No, actually, we had a really nice compliment. I went to Spokane Print and Publishing Center.
Oh, yes.
And so I was talking
wonderful?
Yes. I was talking with those guys and one of them was like, you and Amy have, it's a great combination because, you
We're
know,
both
it's
delightful.
Well, of course, you know, but, you know, I said, she keeps me from like going talking about science, blah, 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 blah. And you tend to squirrel. And so together, you know, it's like Wonder Twin powers.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. Today we're going to be talking about winter and winter traditions. Actually, I'm going to start all over because that was ridiculously stupid. Okay. Hit me up again. Let's start with that one.
Don't worry. I'll take care of the time. Mine are short and shallowly researched, everybody.
Oh, no.
I will not push the clock. I actually, I don't require notes for this.
No, you don't.
I'm only meant to be delightful and charming.
But if you want to hold paper to make you feel special.
Yeah, I'm going to quietly hold my hands in front of me.
Oh, okay. I think I'm ready. I love science.
That's good. I like that you recorded that. You can use it for a jingle now.
I'll have to keep it. I know. I was thinking I need to do another. We haven't had a lot of really funny bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
We've had like mildly chuckling bloopers.
I've been bad today, but not hilariously.
I saw your little eyes bumping along, and I'm like, stop looking at my notes, damn it.
I'm practicing for Friday. I'm going to be cheating then, too.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm going to be opportunistically.
What are you cheating on Friday?
Saturday, game night, not Friday.
Oh, game night. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you were available. I know. I'm like, yay.
I'm always
and you were
available.
Like, oh, hold on. Wait.
Tap the brakes.
Wait,
I didn't
wait,
tell
this
Chris.
Saturday? And I'm like, damn it.
God. It is a big deal to get three adult families together.
I know.
Let's just do cinnamon next time.
I know.
Time.
This cider is giving me heartburn.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Not fun for me. Food should not hurt.
Right.
But yeah. Then that's why I don't eat spicy food, because I'm true. Also like...
Do you get the ring around your lips? The spicy ring?
No, because I don't go that far.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, wow, much for me. This black pepper is really spicy. And people say, you're a white person. And I say, I know.
Thank you for being more Western European than me.
Yeah, I just glow in the dark. That's what I do. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing.
I like it. All right, what are we going to talk about?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Drace. I don't know my name. Yeah, let's try that again. I'm going to make it more concise.
All right.
Stop
dithering.
Yeah.
You didn't know you didn't dither, though. That's insulting.
No, I was totally dithering. I was
to say.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Woo!
You're doing an Amy. yes. All right.
Hold on. Okay. All right. I think I got it. In looking this up, you can come across a lot of images of the Apollo program. Mm-hmm. And you had seamstresses who were making these computers. You had the Playtex company, which makes bras. They were making the spacesuits because they, in fact, the way the Playtex people pitched it, it was something along the lines of, we're really good at making things that are form-fitting, supportive, and yet still bouncy. And... So they were making the spacesuits.
I love that flexibility. The fixed mindset won't get us anywhere, but that flexibility, like the Playtex company.
I know, right? They were like, you can make bras, why not spacesuits?
Yeah.
Which makes total sense.
The Cat and Mouse Act was... can't. It's over. It's done. Could you talk about the Cat and Mouse Act, please?
You've had a day.
Oh, my word. It's more like a stroke, but I will get there.
I'm imagining it's like the first day of kindergarten and the kids are all sitting on the carpet and the teacher's got a box of Fruit Loops and she's just like, nobody has allergies? Dun, 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 dun. Sprinkles it across the bottom of the carpet. And then those kids would know their alphabet within an hour.
Yes, right? And a very happy new year from Brain Junk. I'm pretty sure this is going to air on New Year's Eve somewhere.
Oh,
somewhere
yeah.
Around there.
It's going to
the
air.
Eve of New Year's Eve?
On 12/31.
All right. Happy New Year!
Yay!
We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And I'm really excited about this next thing. You can find us on Alexa now, and she'll do it on your smart speaker. You want me to do that again?
It sounded like you said smart speaker.
It probably did. You can also ask Alexa to play Brain Junk Podcast on your smart speaker. You can listen to the latest episode. So exciting!
Woohoo!
No touching anything. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. You will not be bored. You will not be bored. Can't even say that now. It's very stressful. You will not be bored.
Excellent. I'm putting that on there.